Before we conclude, one last point, and I would like, I would invite Brother Luis Ayan to say some, to give some last thank you words. Before that, when I was on the boat, we had people from every ethnicity, every race, every religion. We had Jews, we had Christians, we had Hindus, Muslims, non-Muslims, we had Shias, we had Sunnis, we had people who didn't believe in any religion. We had every single type of person that we can think of on with us on in our group on the boat. We are close to 40 people in the group, and that means that 40 people with 40 different ideas, 40 different opinions. There were people did not agree with each other on certain issues. There were conflicts amongst each other as far as the ideas were concerned. But when it came time, when we talked about the purpose of the mission, when we talked about Palestine, when it was about going to Gaza, every single one of us was united at that point. I'm pretty sure that you guys have realized that the second point that I wanted to mention is about unity. Now, the two points, the fact that we need to understand, realize our responsibility as well as unite, these are not new points. It's not that we have heard about these things for the first time in our lives. We hear about these things, we think about it, we talk about it almost on a daily basis amongst ourselves. But then why is it that we are in a state that we are in right now? Why is it that we still see oppression? Why is it that we are still not united? Why is it that we still haven't realized our responsibility? Now, I had a long time in Greece to think about these things because we are on the boat and we are like arrested. So I did a lot of thinking there, I did a lot of contemplation. And the things that we heard many times, reflected back and came back in my mind. One of the things that I've learned over time is, or that I've read about, is that in order to run any successful organization or an institution, or even at a bigger scale, a country, you need three things. Out of many things, you need three important things. One is your leadership, another one is manpower, and the third one is finances. As far as leadership is concerned, leadership is something that gives you direction. It gives you a direction, it provides you with an ideology under which people can unite. Now, the interesting thing is that what type of manpower would this leader require? And there are three things that popped into my head. And I can, again, this is based on my very limited understanding and experience, and I can be completely off. But so far, this is what I have. Because we always talk about problems, but we never talk about the solution. In terms of, yes, we know what the, and in the grand scheme of things, what the solution should be, but when we narrow it down, we talk about the problems too much without discussing the solution. So these are the three things that I have. One is wisdom, another is insight, and the third one is to have a very big heart. Because a lot of times, we have very wise people, we have people who have a lot of insight, but because they have a very small heart, they have egos in their heart, it's personal egos which actually stop us from uniting with each other. We need to get rid of these egos when it comes to our purpose. Right now we are sitting here, we have people from every single faith that I can think of. And we are here united for one purpose, and that is Palestine. The reason it was easy for us to come here is because we got rid of the egos, personal egos. And it is because of the ego that we have barriers, we have issues, and it's an anchor that is stopping us from moving forward. With that, I would like to conclude, and I would like to thank you all for coming here tonight.